Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so here we go. Ciao. Y'all ready? Because we're about to get into some things. All right. All right, let's go. All right, let's go. Let's go. Get in here. Everybody get in here. It's time for a legendary. It's time for a legendary show. Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. Yeah. All right, all right, all right. What's popping, everybody? Get in here. Get in here. Everybody get in here. It is time for a legendary show. Listen, I'm still a little tired from all that traveling, but you know what? I woke up this morning feeling some type of way. Okay, now I'm going to let you guys know something. I want to make sure you guys can all hear me. Drop some B&B squats in the chat if you can hear me. Got my little red boy here. This video is not a video where I'm expecting you to agree with me, where I'm looking for you to agree, where I really care where your standpoint is. I mean, we'll open up the call-in lines, but this is not me to persuade you. This video is not me to try to persuade anybody. This video is, to me, honestly, for me to collectively speak my thoughts out as I would be doing pacing around my house talking to myself. All right? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this is going to be more of a rant-style video. So I don't have a particular order, and I don't know actually what's going to come out of my mouth. But I will say this. I will say this. I understand it's not all gay men. I understand it's not all women. It's not all black women. And I also understand that it's not all straight men. I think that's very important to set those ground rules early because people take what I say and pertain it to every demographic of people that I mention, and then they get offended. That is not what I'm saying here. I'm saying I've noticed in certain areas of people, demographics of people, certain narratives, certain things, you know, people run with, people like to push, whatever have you, whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay? So, boom. That's where we'll start here. Now, the title of this video was, It's the double standard for me. Now, a lot of people made this about Cardi B. I can see in the chat. This is less about Cardi B and more about the fact that this is a woman kissing another woman, multiple women. Actually, in this video, she kissed about six women in a circle. And this is about a man kissing another man during his performance, and this was in a music video. Now, there was a bit of backlash for Cardi B, but the backlash was different than it was for Lil Nas X. The backlash for Cardi B was the fact that we were in the COVID, and people felt like, oh, my God, she is breaking COVID code or whatever, the COVID rules. She is violating COVID. This was not about COVID. This was more about, oh, my God, what is BET doing? Why are they perpetuating and pushing this narrative, you know, and why are they trying to push this gay agenda? Why are they pushing a gay agenda? Why are they letting it, why are they emasculating black men? And this is bullshit. This is BS, okay? This is bullshit, okay? Now, let's be very clear here. Am I going to sit here and say that Lil Nas X is not a troll and Lil Nas X doesn't know what he's doing? Yes. Do I feel like Lil Nas X is to a point where he's exploiting his sexuality for clicks and views, streams and things like that? Do I think he, yes. Do I think he kind of compensates for the lack of musical ability sometimes? Absolutely. Absolutely. But why not use it? They use it. Cardi B is not gay. She doesn't like women at all. But they can kiss each other for shock value. Any artist that gets on a platform, whether it's a music video, whether it's a VMA Awards, whether it's a BET Awards, wherever it is, wherever there's cameras and you're performing, any artist that gets on a platform and starts kissing the same sex person, they're doing that for shock value. They want people talking. Okay, so Lil Nas X is no different than Cardi B, other than the fact that he's gay. Lil Nas X is no different than Madonna kissing Britney Spears, except he's gay. Lil Nas is no different than Katy Perry creating a song saying, I kissed the girl, but I liked it. But he's gay. So he actually should be using that a little bit more. It's no different than Nicki Minaj pretending that she's gay. It's no different than Dream Doll saying that she's gay. It's no different than Megan Thee Stallion tonguing down Young Miami. The only difference is he's actually gay. These people that we mentioned, they're not gay. They're not gay. I was listening to a comedy show where Cat Williams was like, there is a double standard. And we all know it. The double standard is women can wear, you know, men's clothes. Women can kiss men. Women can kiss women. It's all good. Men like that. Men love the idea that having two women in the bed, two bi chicks, they love that. Two men, it frightens people, makes people uncomfortable. Women, it's always a softer blow. It's always, you can see Cardi B doing this, and you don't think that he's gay, she's gay at all. Let August Alsina have did this in the video. We call an August Alsina gay. No one is holding Cardi B to kissing a woman. No one is out here calling Megan Thee Stallion gay. No one is out here calling Young Miami gay. Let Chris Brown would have kissed Lil Nas X. Let Chris Brown would have kissed Trey Songz. They would have been all kind of fruity niggas doing it for the industry is changing niggas. The industry, they got to do this to keep their sales up, their relevancy. They sold. It's a bunch of bullshit. Okay? It's a bunch of BS. And I feel like, and then we get to this space where the conversation is, well, I don't want it on TV. Kids are watching this. Let me tell you something about your kids. I was a kid at one point with parents. Okay? I didn't turn gay because I was watching gay shit on TV. I turned gay because that's who I was. Okay. I seen women all the time. Before I started messing with guys, I seen boobs, titties, vajayjay, kiss the girls, three-way kiss, triple kiss, suck titties. I didn't like it. I wasn't interested at all. It did nothing for me. I didn't learn to be gay from watching television, seeing people kiss. I've seen people kiss all the time. I would watch the HBO movies, and we would have HBO cable. We watch cable. They'd have soft porn all the time. I wasn't interested. But I learned a lot of my bad habits through my peers, my friends. My dad's friends, badass kids, my classmates, school, the neighbor, when we would go play outside, go to the park. You know, when you kick your kids outside and go say, oh, go play outside, go ride the bike. That's where we learn the behaviors because all the kids are riding the bikes. They're outside. They're talking. So whatever is being taught in these different households or whatever is being picked up they're coming and we're meeting together and we're talking about it and we're learning. It wasn't me watching a gay man kiss on TV and all of a sudden I was gay. That's not what this is. Let's be very clear. If that's the case, then a lot of you women are hoes because your mama was a hoe. Or you see the hoes on TV. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, what is it? Because, I mean, really the influential thing for me is not about men kissing men or Cardi B even kissing somebody. That's not it. Really, what we should be worried about being on TV is your daughter's not wanting to go to school because they want to be a city girl because they want a rich-ass, scamming-ass, rapping-ass nigga. Or your son not wanting to go to college because he wants to be Moneybag Yo or a little baby with five kids or Offset with bitches, side bitches, Rolls Royce, Rafes, and jewelry. So he want to rap, or he want to slang dope, or he want to skip school because he going to be a rapper. That's the influence. It's not kissing. Trust me. Your kids is probably kissing already, but we don't want to talk about that. As soon as it comes to the gay shit, oh, kids are watching. No, the kids is watching the real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga. That's what your kids is watching. Your kids is watching the niggas shooting up. Your kids is watching the niggas slinging dice with the chains, with the bad bitch, with the wad of money. Your kids is watching that. That's why these niggas don't have bank accounts. Your kids is watching these rappers walk around with MCM bags and duffel bags full of dollar bills in their backpack instead of having it in a bank account with their pants sagging. That's what the kids is watching. That's what they want to be. They're on TikTok. They're flexing on the Instagram. This is not TV. It's the internet. It's social media. It's not, oh, Lil Nas X kissed somebody. So now all of a sudden, I've seen Lil Nas X kiss somebody, and because I like Old Town Road now, and I followed him, and I accidentally seen him kiss somebody, now I'm a fruitcake. That's not what this is. And you're not going to make me believe that a five-second kiss has changed your son's life forever. I feel like there's parents that do stuff in their own household. Your kids know when you in there banging it out. You don't think that they know? I definitely heard my parents getting it in. I definitely see my parents being intimate, kissing. We've seen kissing before. So let's stop this. Half of you hoes have niggas coming in and out. Half of you niggas can't stay out of the courthouse. Half the niggas not even home because they in jail. That's the influence. Where's my daddy? Well, he's on vacation. You know? But everybody has something to say when it comes to gay people. That's what sends me. And so I'm going to break it down. You got the straight niggas that are awkward. They always got something to say. Oh, you know, this is a gay shit. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They feel away because somehow this challenges their fragile masculinity to see another man kissing a man. Nigga, if you're not gay, I don't understand why that bothers you. And then you should just watch it for entertainment purposes only. It shouldn't make you feel any type of way. You should just be like, wow, that's some crazy shit. It's 2021. Niggas is kissing. If it disturbs you that much, sir, something is wrong with you internally. As a straight man, it should not bother you to see another man kiss another man. It should not be that much of a woo or wow or a disturbance to your life to see something like that. If you're a grown man, it really should not. You should be able to understand it, take it for what it is, understand that that's the world that we live in and keep it moving and understand that that does not affect you in any kind of way. It is what it is. Secondly, you got the pick me gays. You girls send me. The pick me queens, the sissies, the queers, the pick me girls, The ones that's always coming out, why are they doing too much? Because they want to be reposted or because they want the validity, they want the validation from their straight homegirl or their straight friend so they can feel like they're not one of them. They're not that type of gay. You know those gays out there that love to try to act like they relate to straight people to try to somehow prove that they're a little bit better than the other type of gay. Well, I'm gay, but I ain't that type of gay. Bitch, you gay too. You know what I mean? I can't stand those girls. I understand under certain circumstances where you're like, you know what? This particular style does not relate to me. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I feel like there's a level of pandering that these queens try to do to fit in, to look like they're, you know, like, oh, I can blend. I'm kind of cool. Like, you know, they gay. I mean, you know, I'm gay, but they gay. So I'm cooler, like, you know what I mean? And then you got the secret homophobic friends because they're really trying to appease their homophobic friends where they be like, yeah, see, that's why I like you, Johnny, because, see, you gay, but you don't act like that. You don't look like him. You don't do all that. Bitch, it shouldn't matter what Johnny do. Johnny is still gay. So you shouldn't be able to accept Johnny because he don't act like Billy. You know, Johnny, I like you because you don't do all the hair like Billy. You just a normal, regular gay. Now, Billy, I don't lie, Dad. So then Johnny always got to try to prove to appease you that he ain't that kind of gay. And then when things come out, it's always, oh, yeah, they be doing too much, da-da-da-da. Now, I'm going to say this. I understand, because I really don't think that Lil Nas X should be wearing the dresses. I don't. I don't think he needs to. I think he's way too attractive to do the dresses. It takes away from how he looks. Now, I don't mind his androgynous kind of like when he does like the European fashion look, but the dresses and stuff, I don't think he needs it. Let Billy Porter have that. Billy Porter is old. Billy Porter is with a white man. Let her have that. You don't need that to be seen. Lil Nas X doesn't need that. He has a music career. He has visual arts. He can do other things. So I agree when people say that. But then when they're trying to come down on him for kissing a man, and I'm hearing people say, Lil Nas X, instead of kissing a man, he should be raising HIV awareness and STDs. No, the hell he should not. Why? That is not Lil Nas X's job to be the spokesperson of HIV and STD awareness just because he's gay. Let's be very clear on that. That's the job of your mama, your daddy, and organizations and things like that you support. And in all actuality, if we were going to talk about who should have been talking about HIV awareness and STD awareness and things like that, it should have been the BET Awards as a whole because it was Pride Month. And black people, whether you're gay or straight, are affected most by sexually transmitted diseases. It is what it is. That's not a single person's job to get on their platform and try to be the voice of safe sex. He didn't have to do that. Now, if that was something that needed to be done, BET should have, what should have happened is, instead of having MJ, whatever that girl name is, MJ Rodriguez from Pose to Trans from Pose, instead of having her walk out to her trash ass music, it's no shade, I like MJ, but girl, that song is not going anywhere. Instead of having her walk out to that music and presenting the Her Award, perhaps she did a spiel on HIV awareness and the power and how to protect yourself and things like that, because the last season of Pose was heavily induced in, you know, and HIV was such a prevalent conversation in the last season of Pose. She played an HIV positive person. Billy Porter played an HIV positive person. Hell, Billy Porter came out as HIV positive. Why not highlight that? Why not have Billy Porter fly in some fairy dust and give a spiel about that for Pride Month? This is not Lil Nas X's job. But you queens are always out here trying to say to these straight people and to the fish that really don't like you, pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me, post me, post me, pick me, pick me, pick me, post me, post me, post me. Get the fuck out of here. You girls, I cannot stand those girls. I cannot stand those kind of gays. I can't. So boom, that's not his job. And then the black women, don't get me started. I was having a conversation with my homegirl today, and the things just really boggle my mind, like how, first of all, I want to say this in a sense to where it's like, I'm not here to take away anybody's experience in this life. I'm not here to say that gay or trans or straight or black or whatever have it harder or easier than another. I'm here to simply say that we should all acknowledge that everybody has a struggle and everybody has something that they're dealing with in their own life, their own community, right? And it feels like with black women, they only see what they got going on. And I feel like society has made it trendy because there's a couple of trends that have happened now. And one of the trends is now black women are just so oppressed with everything. Black women are just so, you know, they're the most, it almost is like black women are the most hated group in the world. And so everybody has to be so fragile with the black woman, right? Let's be very clear. The BET Awards created, this BET Awards was literally the year of the woman. They literally gave an award out at BET during Pride Month called the Her Awards, Women's Month. There's a lot of allies out there for black women. Now, I don't know why we never acknowledge that, because we always act like black women have no support, and things are, not only are they built, there's many things built around women and for women, and it's okay for women to be like, yes, this is for us. We can be selfish in this. I find it so interesting that women can always just be like, yep, this is just for the girls. This is for the women. We have Women's Month. We have a Women's Year. We have Women's Day at the awards. We have a Women's Award. But the minute you disagree, oh, you don't agree because I'm a woman. And I'm a black woman. Anytime a woman says something, it's a problem. It's like, bitch, you got the whole world. Everybody is giving you everything. Everybody knows, bitch, you feel bad. Like, everybody knows. Give everything to the black woman. Could you imagine if they would have came out and said, this is the he, she, we award, the heat award, the rainbow award. This is the gay bee. We're gonna open a rainbow flag on BET for Pride Month. Could you imagine the bullshit that would have occurred on the internet? Could you imagine the conversations that would have occurred on the internet about how people would have been talking about how the industry is pushing a narrative? But it's all good when it's for the woman. I'm getting to my point. So I'm having a conversation with one of my friends, love her to this day, love her to death. And she says, she made a tweet and said, just because Lil Nas X likes to suck dick. Let me read exactly what she said. Let me read exactly what she said. Lil Nas X liking to suck dick has nothing to do with his music being trash. I personally don't understand. I personally don't
anyone cares that he likes to be poked. His claim to fame is being gay, period. Okay. Well, I understand that. And so here's the thing. I sent her a message, and I said, I know you're not homophobic, but that comes across as homophobic. And she was like, I just feel like whenever gay people, whenever someone says something, no, she goes, that's because I'm a woman. And whenever a woman says something, it's like gay people feel like they're jealous or they feel some type of way, or you can't say anything against the gays community. And that's another trendy thing. That's another trendy thing that's happening. You can never say anything against the gays or the gays are going to come against you. Bullshit. You can say whatever you want to say about gay people, especially in my around me. You can have your opinion. But just like you can have your opinion, I can let you know, bitch, I'm not stupid. Now, there's a way that you can say, hey, you know what? I don't really think that Lil Nas X is doing the right thing by going up there kissing men, trying to exploit his sexuality just because he has a lack of talent. But I think that that's what he's doing. I think that it'd have been different if you'd have said, oh, I think that Lil Nas X is not talented, and he's using this to try and cover up for the lack of talent. But it's when you get into the spaces of, oh, he's sucking dick, he getting poked, that it's the undertones for me. And that's when it becomes homophobic, because it's not you talking about the fact that he's exploiting. You're actually trying to poke fun at his sexuality on the cool. And so my thing is this. When people feel like, okay, you can't say anything against gays, her rebuttal to me, which I love my friend, but her exact rebuttal to me is, you just don't agree with what I'm saying because I'm a woman. And, well, bullshit. You just did the same thing. So you're saying the same thing to me, but you're doing it. The first thing somebody does, and I've noticed this with women, the first thing they do is throw out, I'm a woman. This is why you don't agree. You're a man. I'm a woman. Bitch, this has nothing to do with you being a woman. This goes for straight men. This goes for women. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It's the undertone in which you said what you said. But women, particularly black homophobic women, they like to throw out these narratives when you don't agree with them that it's because they're a woman. And that has nothing to do with it. However, it has become trendy. It has become very trendy to pass everything off on the fact that, oh, you don't agree with me. You don't hear me. You don't accept my opinion, all because I'm a woman. And then just to add another layer of controversy to it, I'm a black woman. And then to add another layer of bullshit to it, I'm a dark-skinned black woman. So now no one gives a fuck about what I'm saying. However, it's all good in that retrospect. But when you have a gay person saying, hey, I don't like the way you kind of said that, or maybe you could have kind of said this wrong, all of a sudden gay people, you can't say anything about gay people without gay people thinking that you're homophobic. Well, bitch, you can't say anything about a woman without somebody feeling like, or you don't like somebody because of their gender. It's the same difference. So I don't understand why some of you guys don't get that concept. It's not about you being a woman or you being gay. It's about respect, period. It's about respect. You can say anything that you want to say. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. And that's just the facts. And the fact is, it's a double standard with men. It's a fact is, and in black culture, men, women, they do not want to see two men kissing. They don't agree with it. It frightens men, straight men's fragile masculinity, and it makes women feel uncomfortable, especially when they're attractive men, because there's a lot of black women that are single, and they feel like, damn, another one got away to another man, and they feel disgusted. And some of these bitches out here then fucked a gay nigga, and he left her for a nigga. So a lot of these hoes out here is feeling away. And that's just the facts. That's just the facts. And so he did that on BET. Yes, he did that on BET to troll. But like the caller said yesterday, shout out to Eva, he did it on BET because black people have a problem with homosexuality. We had a problem in my house. And it stems into our religion, Christianity. We've always been taught that homosexuality is an abomination. Sodom and Gomorrah. It's this nasty thing. It's this disgusting thing. But we've also been told that two women, it's okay. That's what men like. See, all this boils down to dick. See, women are okay with other women being gay and lesbian, things like that, because that makes the nigga happy, you know, and they want to keep the nigga happy. They not okay with another nigga kissing a nigga because at that point, they nigga that they might want could want a nigga. And then you become competition in some weird thought process. And then you have the straight people that are trying to prove to their friends, their girlfriends, that they're not gay, so they act ignorant. Then you got them with just fragile masculinity all over the place. Insecure, thinking that everybody wants them. See, I told you, I'm going on a rant today. That's what kills me, too. Straight niggas, everybody don't want you. A lot of you niggas are not, a lot of you niggas ain't even our type. Just because you got the front and the back and you a boy does not mean that niggas just want you. You don't automatically qualify for a nigga that I want to be with just because you a nigga. Gay people have standards. Well, I know that I do. I have a type. To a certain degree. I don't, just because you a nigga don't mean that I, all of a sudden that I'm on my knees. A lot of you niggas is dusty. A lot of you niggas is broke. A lot of you niggas don't take care of your kids. A lot of you niggas ain't got no money. A lot of you niggas just ain't cute. I don't want you. I don't care what you got. You're not my type. So you don't got to ever worry about me looking at you. I'm not kissing nobody in front of you to turn you on. I don't want to kiss you, even if you was gay. That's the facts. So a lot of these niggas get ahead of themselves, like, oh, because you gay, all of a sudden somehow I want you. Nigga, I don't want you. I don't want you. Nigga. The fuck? What did you thought this was? I don't just bend over and just whip it out for anything. Now, that might be your bitch, but not me. So, you get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just one of those things that I feel like a lot of people were triggered by this for a lot of personal different reasons. And I don't think this should have triggered people the way that it did. And even the bigger conversation is, why is this, why is Lil Nas X, first of all, why is, at this point, because I'm ranting, why is it even a thing for same-sex people? Like, why is that still a shock? Like, at this point, this should even be a shocker. Like, we've seen this already, but we haven't really seen it from a man. Is that what it is? We've seen this 1,000 times. People don't have a problem with it. Like, and I just feel like the bigger conversation is homosexuality gets exploited for shock value. These are people's regular lives. So when you got these Katy Perry's, you got Cardi B, you got Nicki Minaj, you got these straight people, these women kissing each other just for shock value, when people really live like this, that should not be taboo to see two people of the same sex kissing. This shouldn't even have, he shouldn't have even felt comfortable to even do this, because he should have felt like no one's going to care. But the fact that this is still such a big deal is the problem. Yes, it should be normalized. Normalize two men kissing. It is what it is, because it ain't going to stop. just like two women kissing is normalize it and get over it. That's this should not be news. Now if we want to talk about shocking, what shocking would have been, I don't know, Cardi B kissing Quavo while she married to Offset. That's news. Maybe Lil Nas X, you know, tongue kissing Chris Brown or tongue kissing another woman. Anyway, something like that. But it shouldn't just be, oh my God, they kissed their backup dancer and the backup dancer had the same sex. Oh my God. It shouldn't be that. We shouldn't even be here still for me. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people, just a lot of black people are still homophobic. They really are. A lot of straight men are homophobic. And a lot of times, to be honest with you, a lot of the women are homophobic. And one thing I could really respect about Tammy, because here's the thing. People can be your friend and still be homophobic. And they don't think that's the case, but they can. People can be your friend and be homophobic because there are certain girls, like I told you guys, and I love all my female followers, but I don't have a lot of fish friends because fish, they try it. They'll sit and kiki in your face, but then they secretly slick always got something to say in a weird, uncomfortable like way about gay people. You know, just because you might be my friend, but if you would sit around and let your nigga use the F word, girl, you're with that. You know what I mean? I had a homegirl not too long ago. We all went out, and it was crazy. It was interesting that she said this. And like, she's cool. Like, she'd be at the gay parties and everything. We went to a gay bar, and it was like drag queens going, and she's fish, real fish. And we're there, and she goes and says, I mean, I'm not homophobic, but, you know, I mean, I could do this myself. Like, you know, let's leave here. She wanted to leave and, like, go to, like, some straight shit or maybe, I don't know. But I'm like, girl, you're with a group of gay men. We're at a drag show. It is what it is. I thought you was one of the girls. But at some point, fish is fish and the punks are the punks. They're going to want to go see the niggas that they can like, and they don't want to see drag queens and other gays. Like, they don't want to see that all the time. They don't really feel that. Now, it's all good when you're riding and you're making sure you're pressing the hair out and you're talking to them about their problems and they nigga and this, that, and the third. They might do a little walkthrough with you. Now it's good all day if you go into the straight set and you being the gay best friend on the side where they can sit up and pooch your niggas' faces and have niggas pull out their wallet and buy them drinks and this, that, and the third, and ultimately they may leave you at the end of the night. It's all good when it's given that. But you should never have to announce that you're not homophobic before you make a statement. That's homophobic. Another thing, why I like Tammy Roman is because she was real about it and said, I don't have a problem with other gay people because that's them over there. But when my daughter came out gay, it bothered me. And see, that's the thing. And that's why I'm saying you can be homophobic and be cool. See, you could be my friend and be homophobic because you feel like, you know, this is my life. You're just my friend. There's no real attachment there. But God forbid it be your kid or your son. I mean, like, or your man or somebody in your family. Now, you could say, oh, I got gay friends all the time. Da, 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 da. That's like a white person saying, yeah, I'm not racist. I got black friends all the time. But, bitch, you know, you don't want your daughter to bring a nigga home. But it don't mean that you don't have black friends, but you just don't want that nigga in your house. Part of your family. He can be an extensionist, be a friend, but he damn sure can't marry your daughter. You don't mind having a couple fruitcake friends that can press your hair out real nice. You can kiki and cry to on the phone. But you don't want your son to be gay because all of a sudden that's the problem for you. You can be two things at the same time. Like, you can be homophobic and still be my friend. It is what it is. That's just what it gives. I had another girl, homegirl, I had to pull back from her. I was cool, you know. We hung out, we kicked it, pick her up. Me and my nigga, we paying for her lunch, taking her around places, doing stuff for her. And I was like, okay, we want to go to the bar. We just want to go to a little, it's a gay bar. Yeah, girl, I'm with my man. We're about to go. We want to come. We riding with you. We're about to go. Oh, I don't want to go there. So you want us to go with you over here so you can go sit in this nigga face. But you act like you can't go around to the gay bar. Why? You don't want to see two men holding hands. That disturbs your spirit. Well, bitch, you can't be my friend. Like, you know what I mean? But it's good when I'm taking you to lunch. When I'm being the man, right? And I'm paying for your shit. But then when you got to come see me. See, this is my thing too sometimes, girl, with my fish friends. It's all good when I'm there to see that you're happy. But then when it's time for you to support me when I'm happy, I'm being timed on it. All right. It's a time limit. You ain't got the time, or we can't go that long. But for you, I'm supposed to still treat you like, even though because I'm gay, I'm still supposed to cater to you as if I'm a man. Like I'm the man. Like I'm the man in your life, especially if you ain't got no nigga. I'm supposed to, you know, treat you, step up to the plate, be the man, right? Make sure that you're good because you're the woman. Remember, it's all about the woman. You're the woman. I'm supposed to be there for you. But then it's like, girl, when it's time for you to be there for me, it's like, okay, so how much time we got? Okay, so we're only going to be there a few minutes, right? Girl, no. So that was just my little rant. I'm going to open up the lines. But I know I hit a lot of things. I know there's a lot of things, but I just feel like Lil Nas X doing this to me, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised because I knew that he's a troll. And I knew that he was doing this for shock value. I had no idea that people were going to still, honestly, I had no idea that y'all were still going to fall for it. Like, this is like the oldest trick in the book to me. Why fall for this? Why would you fall for that? I didn't fall for it. So it is what it is. But at the same time, I think that it's a double standard. I think that when women do things, it's all good. And we always have to understand when women do stuff because women had been so oppressed for many years and women this and women didn't have rights and women didn't have. We always understand when it comes to a woman. And rightfully so, because they are a marginalized group of people. But women, and then particularly black women, they're not the only group of people that have been marginalized. There are other groups of people, special needs people. There's gay people. There's trans people. There are different groups of people, no matter what color, whatever, whatever, that are marginalized, that are not just heterosexual, cisgender, straight, black or white men or white women, you know? And a lot of times it feels like, in our community, I can only talk about the community that I'm in, LGBT, black. A lot of my audience is women. I'm around a lot of women. So I'm talking about us. It just feels like gay people are always supposed to be at the picket lines. We're always reminded in situations like with George Floyd or whenever or Sandra Bland or anything that happens to, you know, our straight brothers and sisters that are of color. We're always reminded that we need to stand and be there for them because we're what? We're black first. We're always black first when they need our number to count. And we go out there. We go out there. We're protesting.
I see the gays out there protesting. They're there. Bitch, we don't, but the minute, even though we won't get it, if society tried to give us a day, and I don't give a damn, y'all talking about Pride Month, everybody got a month at this point. But if the award show would have gave us a rainbow award, or they would have created, if they would have been like, this is the year of LGBT inclusion. Baby, let me tell you something. Them same niggas that expected us to be over there standing up in Ungawa Black Power, that Sandra Bland, that Say Her Name, all that shit, they would have not been there for no Rainbow Achievement Award. They'd have been talking about how many agendas and how the world is going to shit. But they expect the same gay people that they wouldn't support for being gay to be run to their aid because you're black. That's bullshit. That's BS. That's BS. You know what I'm saying? And it's just for like I just feel like when there's not enough gay people that's talking about it, because so many gay people now that have influence, they are teamed up. They're in Hollywood. They're hairdressers. They're makeup artists. They're not going to say anything because they feel like, shit, the gays don't support each other. And, you know, a lot of times we don't, because then you got the pick me sissies in Queens that are sitting there pandering to the narrative of, you know what, girl, I totally agree with you. That gay over there is too much. I'm not like him, girl. So then they try to distance themselves because they realize it's not that many slots open for us. So they want to make sure, and I understand, they want to make sure that they got a seat at the table because ain't that many spots. So they want to fit in with the straights. They want to get the coin. They want to be invited. They want to be, so I get it. But when you have people that's speaking up, then it's like, oh, here's the gay people. Here's the LGBTQRSTUV community feeling some type of way. Nah, bitch, it's not us feeling some type of way. Somebody's going to have to speak up just like you, just like everybody, every other group speaks up, just like every other group has an opinion, just like every other group talks about, you know, when they feel like they're not being treated properly and treated unfairly. Bitch, gay people, black gay people should be able to do that too, because let me be clear, the LGBTQRS, that bullshit does not represent or protect me. That is for your white, your Asian community. Okay? Let's be very clear on that. So, all right, y'all. We're gonna open it up. But people like to try to keep throwing us in. People like to love to throw black gay people in the conversation of LGBT. Just like those white feminist groups, just like those feminist organizations do not represent black women. It's about the white middle class women. That's the same thing about these LGBTQ groups. They don't represent black gay people. They don't give a damn about us. They care about white people. All right. Okay. Now that I'm done ranting, child, the number is 563-999-3658. Let me get these calls open. Okay. 5248, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
I'm good now that I just got to let that off. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay, let's start with BET. Am I the only one that's old enough to remember BET Uncut when they was out there showing soft porn on BET? When did that become the wholesome network for the kids? Y'all tried that.
Second, mm-hmm.
I think that sexuality, when it comes to black people in general, it's taboo. Okay, let's look at that football player who just came out as the first active NFL player to be gay.
The white guy.
He's getting all the accolades. When we had someone just, 5 years ago or so, first one that was drafted, and he opened the gun up too soon and came out.
And then he had a white lover, too, so the blacks were already over there.
Yeah, exactly. So, and at first I was going to say, you know, this only categorizes black men, but black women, even though it's accepted for them, look at the brat. As subtly as she's been for all these years, and she's just now coming out, come on now. We knew back in the day that she was, but even she said industry did not allow her to do so. We've questioned Queen Latifah all these years. I don't know if she's ever publicly came out.
Yeah,
even
she's
though
out.
She, did,
she came out. She got a girlfriend.
She did give the happy prize in her speech, so I kind of thought, well, maybe that was her coming out. But anywho, I just think black people in general, their sexuality is always under fire. Janet Jackson's career is almost ended over her showing her breasts. You let a white woman do that, they wouldn't have got the same backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Or remember when Little Kim had her breast.
The pasty, the VMA pasty, and someone tapped
and
it. Yeah.
Diana Ross, you know, played with it. That was a big uproar. So I said all that to say that black people expressing sexuality is a problem, male or female. In this instance, of course, it's the male, but black women have also been given that same amount of.
I hear you, but I don't even agree, because now that we're talking about other people, I'm thinking about even Tank. You know, he was talking about how he likes to get his ass ate, or how he would perform at Pride. People are making such a big deal about Tank doing Pride events, calling Tank gay.
Correct.
And that's the problem. Straight men can't even show support without being called gay.
That is true, and we need those allies. But unfortunately,
yes.
as soon as they show a little bit of camaraderie to the gay community, now they've been put in that category, and that's unfortunate.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Carla. We're going to take some more calls. Have a good day. Bye. All right, 8807. I don't see your number on here. 8807. Oh, there you go. 8807, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, oh, wow. I cannot believe. I can't believe you got me. I just want to say I love you.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I think that's really crazy because, to be honest, he been came out. Like, Lil Nas been came out. So I don't understand why they're acting like it's such a shock for him to kiss a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's gay.
Exactly. I mean, to me, I think it's the fact that it has never been done like this. And it was during the award show, and it was on BET, you know, the Black Music Network. So it wasn't the VMAs. It was the BET Awards. See, the VMAs, it's almost kind of like, oh, okay, it's the VMAs. It's some white, you know. Even though Viacom is white and BET is owned by white people, but still, it's the hip-hop, you know, like BET Awards. So it's predominantly black. It's for black people. So the black audience is watching that, and that's why he did it. And black people cannot take that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I'm thinking about it, and like you said, we're supposed to be there for Black Lives Matter, and I get that, like, I like being black, and I want rights as a black man, but not only do we have to think about getting attacked by police, we got to think about getting attacked by the same kind of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I got to worry about getting beat up or having
Now, let's
to
be
fight.
Very clear. Let's be very clear. I don't know if you've seen that video about that from that little boy that was getting abused by his family.
Yeah, that made me
That made me sad. But do you know how many days that I don't even think the Shade Room posted it. I don't think that, and I don't even think the Neighborhood Talk posted it. Hollywood Unlocked, they posted it kind of a little bit later. But you got to think about it. No one really posted that. It was going viral on smaller blogs, but the big prominent blogs were not posting that. But they'll be the same one that posts some ignorant bitch putting a bottle up her cat. Like some ratchet hoe doing twerking on a car. Like they'll post that shit, but they won't post this straight man whooping this little boy's ass until, you know, a week later. That's bullshit.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be the same ones that are at the lines and standing up. But how are you supposed to stand up for somebody? How are you supposed to stand up for your abusers? You feel me?
Right.
And it's funny, like I was thinking about when you said, like the fish and all that, but it made me think of like Arrogant Tay. It made me think of Arrogant Tay and them, and it's like, now, like this is just to give an example, but it'd be like the Arrogant Tays that hang out with the Dreams and the Aries and the Jadas, but won't never see them around their man, or they be with their guy, and they'd be like, oh, okay, well, keep that gay mess over there. You know, you ain't never going. I've never seen young Arrogant Tay with Moneybagg or Lil Baby. Lil Durk did shout him out in that song. I remember that. But when do you hear them in the same? Like when do you see them in the same spaces? But they can do your girlfriend's hair and they can do your girlfriend's makeup though.
But some people are okay with that. That's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people are okay with that. But all right, Bull, I got to let you go. Thanks for calling in. I got to take some more calls. I got to keep it moving today. All right, bye. All right, 6342, and while I'm coming to you, Keza says, what's interesting is that Madonna has been showing black gay sexuality in her videos from the 90s. There was not this much outrage. It's weird. Six three four two. You're live on the air.
Oh, hey Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm so glad I got on. Okay, so this is my thing. I love what he just said. It's interesting that gay men are so much a part of fashion, makeup, music, everything. I mean, the musicians. But it's like,
you know,
I mean,
it was so
thing.
Many gay. Let me tell you something. It was more gay people in that BET Awards stadium than I seen straight people. Like it was gays and girls in that mug, but they was all behind the scenes.
True. And now people are coming out more, like the women. Like, look at what happened with Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah came out at the BET Awards. Now, of course, everybody knew she had a girl or a wife or, you know, whoever the lady is to her. But she talked about it. She talked about having a daughter, which I didn't even know that until she said it. So it's like Queen Latifah is a grown woman, and she's been in the industry for so long, and even she didn't feel comfortable or safe enough to come out. The Brat just came out this year. So it's like it's so many layers when it comes to homophobia. People who are not
but even with that, the Brats and the Queen Latifahs, I feel like it's different for them, maybe because they look like the men, but I feel like it's easier for studs to come out. It's easy for the women. It's easier. You get a little bit more support. I don't know why it took them so long to come out. Everybody knew. It wouldn't be the same kind of reaction if Diddy came out and was like, I'm gay.
You're right. That's so true. I think that gay men have it the worst, and I agree with that 100%. Because Lil Nas X, first of all, people are talking about – one thing I hate is hypocrisy. People are talking about we don't need to have that on TV. There is so much on TV. There's so much stuff on these video games. They're sucking. They're doing this. They're doing that. And people got a problem with him kissing, like –
Your kids are playing. Let me tell you something. 9 times out of 10, your kids is all playing Grand Theft Auto. Do you know that you can order prostitutes on that game and sell drugs and shoot and steal?
You can kill and rape a prostitute on that game. Yeah.
Yes.
And my thing is, when it comes to the whole kissing thing, like I said, I was on there last night and I was listening. Somebody was talking about he's using gay to sell. Everybody sells sex. What are you talking about? That's what 99% of all musicians do, unless you're somebody who wants to cover up and wear hoodies. If you're not wearing hoodies and you're showing your body, which he has a great body, he looks good AF. Everybody wants to, you know what the T is? They want to F him. They want him. That's why they don't like it. He's sexy as hell. He's gorgeous. So my thing is, everybody, look at Cardi B, look at Nicki Minaj, look at all the artists. Lil' Kim kind of started that sexy thing. Even Biggie. Biggie was saying, I'm fat and ugly as ever. However,
Nicki Minaj would be on Queen Radio asking Blac Chyna, would she have a threesome with her? And nobody would ever, like, nobody moves. You got Jocelyn Hernandez doing all kind of nasty stuff on Zeus with these women, but no one cares. Could you imagine if Chris Brown went on the radio or Charlamagne, like, you know, just people, men on the radio and was asking another man, would they have a three? If Chris Brown got on the line and said, Tiger, you want to have a threesome with me? How viral and how disgusted people would be.
Yeah, and I feel like with Teyana Taylor, she's one of the ones. She was just named Sexiest Woman Alive. She'll bring girls on stage, and she got a song called Three Way. Like, it's lit.
Right.
I thought it was lit. So they need to pick a side. Either it's lit to talk about sex or it's not. And if it's lit to talk about sex and to sing about sex and to perform acts of sex on stage, then what Lil Nas X did is not true. I don't consider that. It's nothing wrong with it. That's what everybody does, and it was fine. Also, Lil Nas X was the only one, in my opinion, who at least executed a theme. I'm not saying that he had the best show ever, but this show, the themes were whack, the outfits were whack, the performances were whack, and I think he did the best. He brought it. He brought his A game. Like, people need to give him his props. That's all I'm gonna say.
All right, thank you, caller. Bye, Bo.
Bye.
Okay, we gotta take some more people. Okay, ooh. We got a full queue, super chat to the top, because I don't know if we're going to get through everybody. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. 1007.
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, hey, hey, this, you back. You okay, you still low, damn it. But come on, let's try to see. Hello?
Is this better?
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, it's a lot to unpack. I think it's secretly homophobic, like, people to be like, he can't do that because children are watching. Like, what are you saying? Because it's not like they're going to, if your child is gay, your child is gay, whether they see Lil Nas X kissing another boy or not. Like, that's something you born as. And I don't really understand. I never hear this outrage when straight people on TV kissing. Like, nobody's upset saying, hey, it's children watching. This is only happening with Lil Nas. I think that's, I mean, it's just a double standard, and they got to get rid of it. And like your last caller said, people sell sex all the time. So, like, if you want to lead with his sexuality, there's so many girls with whole songs about they, you know, what's in between.
I mean, not even that. You got these women in music videos or on TV shows with boobs out and thongs right up their butt. I mean, what was that, Power? Everybody watched Power, and they had ghosts up there butt booty naked. But because all the women liked Ghost and he was straight, it was okay. Nobody talked about, well, why is Ghost got his ass out? This is for women. I mean, this kids might
you
watch
literally
this.
There's literally a scene in Power where you can see 50 Cent meet where he jacking off. So it's like, but y'all coming at this man for kisses. They had clothes on. Like, I mean, come on, man. They got to get with it. And then another thing that I think people are doing, they're trying to hide their homophobia by saying his music is trash. I don't like his trash.
Yes.
So that's why
you don't
go off
because you liked him before he came out as gay. You liked him when he did the record with Nas. You liked him when he did the record
Absolutely.
With Cardi B. You liked him when he was doing that stuff. When he started coming out and started kind of acting real feminine, that's when all of a sudden no one listened to him no more.
Now,
but people are still
trash.
Listening.
You don't like his music. But you was just bumping Old Town Road and letting your children listen to Old Town Road. And let's talk about that because that's not a children's song. He say, cheated on my baby. You can even ask her. That's not a concept for children to sing to each other or about or even know what you're talking about. So, like, none of his content is for children. And everybody wants to bring this young man into his family because he's young and black, and he had a real hard come up story with the Old Town Road thing. But suddenly, when you find out that the young black boy that you brought into your home is gay, now you don't want to hear nothing.
And now you mask in the homophobia with, oh, his music is trash.
Yeah, I
you gotta watch that.
Also, Armand, I do have to kind of disagree or counter you on one thing. I don't think that we should separate ourselves from the black movement, because at the end of the day, the issues that people are fighting for, and I'm not going to necessarily say Black Lives Matter, because that's a whole mess in itself, but the purpose that was supposed to be for, as far as getting better rights for black men, that stuff that's going to affect us too. So, like, that matters, because you're a black man just like I'm a black man. I'm also a black gay man just like you. And even though I cannot, and I absolutely recognize that it's my people in my community that's normally the hardest on me, but I think that's something that we need to fix within ourselves. Like, I won't use that to justify throwing my brothers to the wolves that are going to do the same exact thing to me if they get the opportunity. And like you yourself pointed out, those LGBT rights that they're coming up with, I'm not going to be able to stand behind it and get any type of protection. They're going to look at me just like they look at my straight brothers who don't like me. So I feel like when it comes to family having issues with inside of family, that's something that family can fix on its own. I don't think that's something where you just, I won't just leave my brothers out there like that, because they still need me just like I actually need them. I need them to get their heads right and actually support me and be cool with me being who I am, just how I'm going to stand up and support them when the people is at them.
Well, and I totally agree with that. Now, and see, it's people like you that I make the statements for. You're not, even through all of that controversy and drama that you will be put through, you will still be at the picket lines without a question in your mind. I'm just not built like that. I, at some point, I'm like, well, shit, you know what I mean? Is this my fight? Now would be fake to sit here and act like, you know, I'm just there and I don't ever question that. But I'm like, nigga, if something was to happen to me, would people even care? Like, does it even matter? Would they be like, well, he's gay? You know what I mean? And times, you know, there's times where when I'm around certain black people, I have to choose. I choose, you know, am I going to be black today or am I going to be gay today? You know what I mean? And sometimes when the police pull me over, maybe, you know what? I'm not black today. I'm the nice gay man on my way to the gay bar. Okay. But, you know, I get what you're saying. And what you're saying is 100% correct. However, it's not, I understand what you're saying. But they need to understand what you're saying. They need to understand that same logic. What I'm saying is the other side doesn't view it the way that you view it. And that's the problem.
So what you're saying is you're taking a position where you're going to stand up for us in that area, because basically it ain't nobody to stand up for us in that area, because they're supposed to be doing it, but they're standing against us.
They're not going to. So we're going to sit and always, okay, it's us. We're going to stand. You just basically was like, yeah, you're going to stand by your brother. You're going to stand. But we'll see. By the time of this show, we'll see if one straight nigga call in and be like, you know what, I'm going to stand for the gays. You know why they're probably not going to do it? Because the minute they do it, they bitch is going to be like, oh, so you were kicking with him? Are you gay?
Hey, so I just saw a straight dude on TikTok the other day, and he just went through how it's like it's absolutely negatively affecting black men to frown down on femininity and be homophobic and things like that. And he got like multiple videos talking about it. I'm not really exactly sure how popular he is, because I ain't really a TikTok guy like that. But like it is some straight people out there that's trying to make the change. But like I'm more so saying that you should be fighting those black issues, because I don't know if you heard the story. I can't remember the young man's name.
I'm not fighting those black issues. There's enough people fighting those black issues. You know, we need people fighting. Who's fighting the black gay issue? Nobody. That's the problem. It always gets forgotten, and that is the problem. And so then there's no one. That's why you feel the way that you feel, because no one ever told you that it's okay for you to stand up for being black and gay. They've only told you that you got to stand up for being black and protect black women. and protecting your black brother. But no one told you to protect your black gay self and your black gay brother.
I'm going to protect myself regardless, and I don't really wear my sexuality as an identity. Like, I just live my life as who I am. So, like,
that comes from a level of trauma too, because you feel like you can't lead with that because you don't want to be judged or attacked.
No, I didn't. I just simply told you I'm a black gay man, and I'm not in the closet or anything like that. But I don't lead with my sexual identity. I don't have to introduce myself and say, "Hello, hey, how you doing? I'm black gay Barry White." Like, why does that matter if I'm not going to have sex with you? Why are we even discussing my sexuality? So that's what I mean by I don't lead with my sexuality. I let the other qualities of myself that I need to work for me at that moment work for me, because that's what's appropriate. So, like, it's for me, it's what's most pressing to me is, I think, well, maybe because I'm not as feminine, I really don't have that issue going on, but what's most pressing for me in my life is being attacked by the police. Honestly, that's a greater danger for me than one of my heterosexual brothers bashing me. I also got hands, so like I'm not really worried.
Again,
about
so this just sounds like I'm not one of those gays, so it doesn't. So I'm going to stand over here. So that doesn't help. It does not help. Just maybe you're not as feminine as the little boy growing up, but should we not protect that person? Should we not be a voice for that person that's a little bit more feminine?
Out of that home. That boy needs to be taken out of that home, and his parents needs to be investigated. Absolutely. But I would say that about any child that's enduring that, whether they black or white.
I understand.
Like, that's abuse. Abuse is not cool, period. Especially for him just being who he was. And shout out to the young man, because he appeared to be a strong spirit in that video, because even though he was crying, he had his head up and he didn't really give a care, and he was saying what he had to say, like, yeah, I'm gay, whatever, it is what it is. And so, you know, but that's a very horrible thing that he had to go through. I'm not saying let's
again, for me, I'm a man who likes men. So whether you are feminine, whether you are masculine, I believe whoever, or if you're in a space to have a platform and you have representation, or you can be representation for black LGBT people, I am going to have your back and I'm going to protect you. Whether you are masculine like yourself, whether you're feminine, whether you're in between for like Lil Nas X, I feel like there's not a voice for people out there that are black men that sleep with men and that get protected. They just, so at the end of the day, that's where I stand.
As a black gay man, let me thank you for being that voice. And as someone that appreciates you for being that voice for someone as me, I also would like to request that as you use that voice, is it possible that you not put down another cause, even if you want to just remain neutral on it because you see they ain't really respecting us? Is it possible?
Well, no, I'm not going to not put down another cause, because I'm not going to still babysit a cause that needs to be dragged a little bit. No, I'm not. Again, I'm not pandering to that side. They have enough help. They have enough support. They have enough causes. Did you just not hear the BET Awards had a whole year of the woman? They had a whole her award. Could you imagine if they would have had a year of the gay? Could you imagine if they would have had, you know, the LGBT award and gave Saucy Santana a breakthrough LGBT artist rapper award? Could you imagine the fucking mayhem? Or maybe not, because you don't feel like you relate to Saucy Santana. I get it.
No, I actually, I'm into them. I'm into walking into all of that. It's like I said, I just don't lead with my sexuality. And just because I don't lead with it, that don't mean I look down on other people who do. I mean, you can do you just like I do me. I'm just saying it could be a lot more peaceful, because at the end of the day, that black cause that those people are fighting for is going to affect you. Like, you pointed out yourself, it's going to be a day where
right,
you
but that's not the only. But see, here's the thing: that's not the only thing that's not the only thing that's affecting me. And honestly, if I got a thousand people fighting for this cause over here, and I got four people over here, I don't need to be 1,001 over here. I need to be number five over here. It's not enough. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not negating this cause over here, but it's not enough people over here. And as a person that's gay, I'm not going to be a pick me ass gay. And it sounds like some pick me ass shit. It does. It just sounds like some pick me ass shit.
That's your
and it
opinion.
Sounds like
I mean,
some I'm not. It just sounds like some like I'm not as gay as them, so I can't relate. I'm more leaner, and maybe that's where you are.
Hold on, Armand. You're getting the wrong impression because I've told you multiple times that's not how I am. That's not how I look at people. I told you I enjoy Saucy Santana. I enjoy my feminine brothers. I enjoy my in between brothers. I do not think they should be bashed to go through any of the things they go through. They're actually a lot stronger than a lot of our masculine brothers because they have to put up with more because of just simply them being naturally who they are. So, like, don't confuse me in my position. I'm not saying that anybody deserves to go through anything. What I'm saying is there's no reason to put down a cause that's actually going to benefit you too. You, and even if you don't like the things that that other cause is doing to you out of ignorance, what you can do is be merciful as you would want God to be for you. And then you could go ahead and try to offer some understanding to these people and maybe heal them of those things that they got going on so that our people can be better to each other as opposed to it just perpetuating the fight saying, well, I'm going to drag you because you're dragging me. Like, how are we going to heal from that?
Right. Okay. So, again, what do you have to help the LGBT community? Because what I hear is a lot of what we can do to continue to support the black heterosexual community that does not support you. So what do you have to support a community? What advice do you have to support a community that you are a part of, that you live, a lifestyle that you live a part of every single day?
Be yourself. I mean, because that's what's working for me. That's what's working for you. That's what's working for Saucy Santana. That's what's working for people. And people should go against injustices no matter what form they take, no matter who they're aimed at.
Okay. Well, we got into some things. Thanks, Bill. All right. I got to keep it moving, though. Okay. So, boom. Camila Westbrook says, maybe I'm one of the few, but I don't think the kids made waves like that. Of course, Hotep and homophobic Twitter made think pieces on it. It's Lil Nas X. He did what I expected. Okay. We are getting to some things. Okay, I think I had another one. Did I have another super chat? Did we miss one? Shall we get into some things? All right. Oh, child. Okay. The lines are here. Okay. 8440.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. So I want to start off real quick by saying that the Lil Nas X thing, I feel like all that is that people are not used to seeing that. And if they do see it in a video, there's so much stuff going on. They're not really focused on that like that because there's so much stuff going on. At the BET Awards, you have to realize you're on TV, one. Secondly, there's a bunch of people in the crowd, and they're facing the stage directly. So when you see that, and it's facing you, and it's like a whole segment about that, it's going to surprise people if you're not seeing that activity every single day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring it down to their stupidity, but let's just say you saw a big-ass spider in your crib. You're like, what the hell is that? But then again, and like freaking the Bronx, it's all over the place. So they, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you're just seeing that. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's that type of mindset by seeing that in front of your face right there on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, in regards to you and the last caller, I don't feel like anyone should leave with what they do behind closed doors. At the end of the day, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? No one needs to know.
Because I don't even leave with my sexuality.
I understand that, but the way that it was phrased in the last phone call, it was as if he don't, being that he don't say, listen, I'm a gay black man. You know, he don't stand for the actual people that are gay. I'm like, first of all, that's sexuality. No one needs to know what I do behind closed doors. That's my business, not yours. You know what I'm saying? All because with Santana and RuPaul, they're all out with it. That's how they are. That's their version of it. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's their thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't lead with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a human being first. They're for me, a businessman, you know what I'm saying, father, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't have to lead with that. You know what I mean? That's Lil Nas X. To me, again, just a shock of seeing that right in your face, right there. That's why I always commend seeing gay guys outside holding hands, you know, kissing every now and then, because you want to know why? It makes the public more not as shocked when they see it in their face like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm all for that because it helps us all become more, you know, make it more normalized. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I think it should be normalized. I think it should be normalizing when you see two men hugging, you see two men holding hands, you see two men walking through the mall, and that's not leading with their sexuality. That's being in a freaking relationship. That's being with your partner.
Yeah.
It's no different than seeing a woman and a man hugged up in a corner where you're like, damn, get a room, you know. But you shouldn't, when you see two gay guys, you shouldn't immediately think, damn, these niggas is really gay out here. It's really some gay niggas out here. Like, you shouldn't feel that way.
People are going to say that either way again.
They are.
It all goes on what you're accustomed of seeing. If you see it in bits and pieces, when you see it again, you'll be more receptive to it. You know what I'm saying? If you just see it, like, again, with BET, you're right there. You're seeing it. You can't look away. It's right there. It's about gay. Kissing men. It's like, what the? It's a shocker. So had they seen, like, bits and parts of that, you know, every day by day, they won't be as shocked when they see it right there in their face. You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm leaving it, you know, at that. Thanks, Omar. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got another call. 4205. Oh, this is my girl. I knew she was going to get in on this. 4205, you live on the air. You had to get in on this?
Hi, Boo. How are you?
Good.
Well, first of all, can I start this conversation by saying that I appreciate you lending this energy today and opening up to have this conversation, because I know for a fact that these conversations are already difficult for you, always difficult
yes.
for you. But I do want to say this. As we have these conversations, I learn more and more, you know, just from the people in the comments and from you in general, too. And I have to say this. I feel like Black women and gay men have something in common. And the thing that we have in common sometimes is that we struggle seeing outside of ourselves and our own plights and our own fights, and we have that in common. We also have in common that sometimes we send mixed signals. On the gay side, you hear preaching about rights. You hear preaching about being able to live your everyday normal life. Then you have the other side of the gays that may confuse people because they're saying something totally different. Same with Black women. We speak about fake bodies. We speak about this. We speak about that. But then on the other end of that, we praise the women with fake bodies on social media and exude them higher. You know, so I feel like these conversations always get tense because we are similar in the fact that we don't see outside of each other. Now, as far as the Lil Nas X thing, I understand everything that you're saying, but I can't lie. I'm with the other caller because this part always confuses me. I don't think that you should have to lead with your sexuality, but I don't think you should have to separate it either. When I break myself down as a Black woman, I don't take pieces of my life that makes me Black. I'm Black as a whole. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a this. I'm a that. You know, same thing with you. You're a Black man. You are Black. You gay. You this. You know, I feel like Black rights, period, whether it's LGBT rights, whether it's Black men, Black women, should matter to everybody equally, you know. And I'm not going to lie, I can see your point, and I can see the fake outrage, too. I've been on the Shade Room comments, you know, from the Shade Room and Hollywood Unlocked, we see everything from a crap ton of baby mamas every day to cheating to all kind of stuff. But the moment we see gay stuff, we're speaking about Babylon and the Bible and the end of the last days. So I see the double standard on each end of things or whatever, but I think that, like I said, going back to my original point, the number one problem is we have trouble seeing outside ourselves.
Well, I think the issue that I have with all of this is the fact that me being here is not to negate from any, like I started, anyone's struggle, from a woman's struggle, from the Black struggle as a community. But all I'm saying is this. We have a lot of spaces for Black hetero people just in general. Now, it may not be enough or whatever, but there's definitely representation globally, publicly, and you don't have to go through third-party channels to see it.
That's being black. Then being a black woman, you have things that are so geared to uplifting women, whereas whether you're a gay man, whether you're a white man, whether you are a black man, you, everybody, universe, it's almost a universal language that, listen, if it's about a woman, nobody, no one cares if a woman, this is my opinion, whether you're black or white, if a woman gets an extra piece of a benefit or an extra perk because she's a woman. We're always taught, you know, it's chivalry. Women, open the door for the women. The women are first. The women are priority. Boom. Then you put it, you take it down to black women. It's, oh, no one cares when it's like, we got to celebrate the black woman, protect the black woman. So there's all these different outlets and groups and little subdivisions of alliances that that these groups have. But then when it comes down to that little side of that corner of the black LGBT, trans, gay, and I'm really speaking about gay that look like me. I can't speak about the trans experience. You don't have the voices as prominent. So when we start talking about having these conversations, I get frustrated because while I understand what everybody is saying about, you know, black people, this, again, I feel like that's another way to kind of dilute what I'm talking about over here to try to bring it back to, well, you're black first. Bitch, I know I'm black first. I'm not talking about that. We have enough support for black people, and not enough, but there's a lot of support. There's a much more support for just being black first than there is for being black and gay. So stop trying to convince me to focus on being black first when I'm telling you over here there's a whole subdivision of people that are struggling and are dying and are feeling like they don't have support, and we keep saying, well, we got to protect everybody. That's some all lives matter bullshit to me.
That's true, and I completely understand, you know, what you're saying, and that's why I make being able to see outside ourselves. Now, let's flip that coin. I am one of your callers who understand through you and through other black gay men that I've interacted with, that I was so blessed to be able to ask, have conversations with and was able to raise me, that the LGBT communities and fights and all these stuff you see in the headline don't necessarily pertain to gay black men. I understand that. But let's erase it and act like I don't. I would make the same kind of comments you just made, like, there's plenty of celebrations for gay people. Y'all have a whole parade. Y'all,
right.
Y'all have shows. Y'all have this. Y'all have that. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like we go in this circle, you know, with it constantly, because I feel like neither end understands that this is not the oppression Olympics. We are all minorities in some way. We understand it, you know, but I can also agree with you when I say
no, but I gotta hold on. We gotta go back. We gotta go back because I like where we're going. We gotta go back because we're talking about our. Let's talk about our platforms. Let's talk about like our platforms, like BET.
Agreed.
Let's keep it on BET. Let's keep it BET. So on our platforms, where we're watching, where this is where we grew up. This is our nostalgia. This is where, you know, this is our culture. Black people, BET. Okay, not MTV, not none of that. BET. Boom. So where it matters. So where visibility and representation matters, okay? So I would make a statement like there is enough representation because in that BET Awards, they celebrated black men and their work ethics and said how black men are working hard and striving to be better. There was a woman, I forgot her name, but they did a whole little spiel about black women. The whole BET Awards was about the year of the woman. They gave out a her award. So you got it. Like, it's not connected because I don't feel like BET would have given that same energy to an LGBT person. They didn't even include anything about Pride Month. Not that I've seen. I left, so I can be corrected. Now, they had B. Scott there. They had a transgender presenter, and they had Lil Nas X there. But my issue is the moment that we – create a moment for ourselves, it's a problem when it seems like other divisions of our community have whole networks that completely isolate us to a certain degree. It's okay when we celebrating the black straight men. It's okay when we giving out the her awards. It's okay when we dedicate the whole awards to black women. But Lil Nas X can't, you know, be proud. It's Pride Month. He can't come out as being a successful gay man that has probably freed himself and kissed a nigga on stage because that was probably liberating for him. Now, that's a problem.
No, I completely agree. Before you stopped me, I was finna go there. Oh. I was finna say, you know, now, while I understand all that, I was finna just point out that, you know, when it's black women against the blogs or it's black women against a certain cause, our voices can be heard and we can all be on the same page because we're black. And I was going to say, but gay people, exactly what you said, that's the difference, you know. And sometimes the deepest hate and the worst feelings are from our own people. And we got to acknowledge that too, you know. We can't sit back and just pretend that, you know, we accept y'all because you black first. No, that's not true. It is a stigma. It is an issue with it. And think about it like this. If being gay was so, you know, if being gay wasn't still looked at so negatively and the movement was making the move that they said it was, then why was Lil Nas X such a shock for people? I see both ends of the spectrum.
But I want to get back to what you were saying, because you was like, if you were a person that didn't understand what I was saying or understand, like if you weren't a watcher of me, you would be like, well, you guys have a pride. You guys have a month. So, you know, and that was almost like, you know, it kind of seems like I don't totally understand that, you know, black women or black people outside of being LGBT, you know, they don't have all these things. It's almost like maybe I'm on the outside looking in and it looks like they have more than what they actually do. And I'm telling you that I don't agree with that, because I could even think they black women even have Black Girls Rock, a whole award show. Could you imagine if BET would have put on a black gay men's rock? How outrageous
no,
that would be.
I agree, and I agree. But when we talk about movements like that, we have to understand why they were created. We can't just talk about them and not understand why they was created. It was created because of the lack of representation. The same reason Lil Nas X is on stage dancing and kissing men, the lack of representation. And we have to admit that part, too. We can't just skip over that part. Guys have this now, yeah, because we created that avenue, you know.
Okay, so boom, let's stop there. So exactly, so that's what I'm doing now. So when people call in and try to tell me to focus in on other divisions, I'm not doing that, because like you said, your fight for the fight for lack of representation got you in the spaces to where, all right, damn, there's more opportunities now. So I don't need to focus. That literally goes to back what I said. That's why it's not my focus, because there's been enough people fighting for that stuff now that they don't have to fight as hard. But there's still a large lack of representation in this group here. That's my whole point.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and I understand where you're coming from. I just wanted to express that I think the disconnect from people when you have these topics is that they think that the LGBT community laws and headlines represent everybody when they don't. And I think that's where the disconnect come in at. You know, so I understand where you're coming from. I just want to say, you know, even though the relationship between gay black men and black women are so tumultuous, we are similar in our thought processes sometimes. And
yes,
sometimes
no, we know all the time I feel like shit.
can be toxic sometimes when we think like that, because we have a hard time stepping back, looking outside of ourselves, you know. But that's it, boo. That's all I wanted to say. But like
all
I
right,
said,
I love you for calling
for
in. You know, we get into some things
you.
On this. I love you too. Bye,
all
babe.
Right.
Bye. Okay. 3153. You live on the air. 3153.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm in my car. So I'm gonna try and like say this as best as possible. Because I'm like I guess you call like a mask lesbian.
Okay.
So like with the, like how they were talking about, what's their name?
Oh, shit, girl, you got to
like
know what you're talking about. Come on.
Sorry, like the bisexual girls, like how they be, like kissing and stuff.
Yeah.
To me, that's very, like, performative, because it's just like they're pandering to straight men.
Yes.
They're not, even yes, they might actually like women, yes, but they're not doing it to represent, like, being, I guess, bisexual. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, they're just kind of pandering to straight men. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. But let's see what else. So, like, me being, like, I'm a gay black woman, so I'm already born at, like, three disadvantages. It's just like I shouldn't have to try and pick who I need to fight for. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they're just tactics for us to be further divided as the black community. We shouldn't have to be like, well, they're not going to fight for me, so I'm not going, you know what I mean? We shouldn't have to do all that. That's just another one of the tactics just to further divide us. It's just like, why we got to, it don't make sense to me. Why we got to do all that? So it's just like, I don't know. It's just, and then again, it's just like how people don't like people saying that, yes, you don't have to, you know, like the LGBTQ community. You don't have to agree with it. It's just how you go about not
agreeing. What you say. Yes, it's about how you go about not agreeing. Exactly. That's my thing. You don't have to agree, but it's your tone, it's your delivery. It's how you say things. I can tell when somebody is respectfully disagreeing versus when it's rooted in homophobia, period. And
exactly.
There's no one that's going to make me not understand that. I'm not stupid. But thank you, caller. I got to wrap this up, boo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, we got to take one more call. I got to get out of here. I got somewhere to be in 10 minutes. Oh, my God. All right, my Coach Jim, I see you, but I did not see the last four. Listen, I love you all. Thanks for calling in. We will do a part two to this, but thank you so much. I got to get out of here. I forgot I had a dentist appointment at 1:30, child. So I love y'all. We got into some things. I will see y'all next time. All right, bye.